an online business. You can earn money while you're sleeping. You can attract people from all over the world. You're not restricted to a shop or an office or a facility. And you can work from home in your own hours. So it's pretty exciting. How do you make your online business work? How do you make it successful and profitable? And how do you know who's going to give you the right information and who doesn't really know what they're talking about? So probably the biggest question to ask is, what do I know? What don't I know? Where do I have to get knowledge from? But also be really aware that the biggest barrier to learning is already knowing. So somebody that tells you that they know all about online businesses, there's too much to learn to know everything. So a great open mind is a great place to start. What do I need to know? And even if I think I know everything, then best I keep my mind open. The next question to always ask is, what is going to make me, or how will I be completely different to everybody else? Because the biggest barrier to business success is copying. If you copy what everybody else is doing, then you'll have to compete on price. So a great thing to do with an online business, regardless of what product or service you're selling, is to have a look at what everybody else is doing and do it completely differently. I'm going to say that again. Have a look at what everybody else is doing and do it completely differently. Because if you do it the same as everybody else, you'll have to compete on price. And the general public doesn't know really what they're looking for. They just go, well, okay, she's doing the same as what he's doing and doing the same as what they're doing, so I'll just buy the cheapest one because it looks like they're all the same. So what's going to make you completely different from everybody else? And if you're in the business of fitness, it's become a very interesting experience because there are so many people doing exactly the same thing when it comes to selling fitness online. So it's usually a guru of some kind. They've won a competition, they've got ripped abdominals, they look good in a bikini, they've got really big muscles, they've done something that they consider to be valuable, and they put their pictures on a website and they say, this is what I look like, this is what I've done, this is what I've achieved, this is what I've competed in. So if you want to do the same as me, all you've got to do is put in your details in the website and I'll send you what to eat and how to exercise, and off we go. If you do it like that, you will definitely have to now compete not just on price, but you'll have to compete on the leanness of your body. You'll have to compete on how good you look in a bikini. You'll have to compete on how big your muscles are, how many competitions you've won, how many athletic pursuits you're good at, because there'll always be somebody better than you. So even if you think you've got the most ripped abdominals on the websites of the world, if somebody comes along and their abs are more ripped than yours, then you will now have to compete on body fat percentage. But if you're doing something completely different to everybody else, you'll never have to compete at all. So what will be your number one, number two, number three, as many as possible points of difference and unique selling points? If the biggest barrier to business success is copying, then you have to have points of difference and you have to have USPs. Now, in marketing, in business, in whether you've got a shop or you've got an online business or you've got a market stall, it's exactly the same. What are you going to do completely different to everybody else that people will talk about? And that's called your point of difference. So it's not what you tell people that you're doing differently. It's what other people say about you that you're doing differently. So people say you have to go to that website and buy that program of that particular fitness guru because what they're doing is completely different to everybody else. And it's what people are talking about. So what will you do that people will talk about that will make you completely different from everybody else? Then what are you going to tell people that you do differently to everybody else? And that's your USPs, your unique selling points. They're the things that you can put on your social media advertising, on your website, on your brochures, on the way you market your business that say to people, this is what I do completely differently to everybody else. So I'm going to share that again. Points of difference are what other people will talk about, and your USPs are what you can talk about. And ideally, you'd have 3 to 5 things that make you completely different from everybody else. Now, the biggest thing, it seems, that with an online fitness business is going to make you completely different from everybody else is that you actually care about the people that are contacting you. You actually have a personal and genuine interest in the people that want to get results from your product or service. Now, the only way to do that is to ask questions. So the questions that you're going to have to ask and you must have answered about your online business are specifically, who do you want to attract and who do you want to help? And you often hear in any business situation where people say, I want to help everybody. But particularly in fitness, people say, yes, I just want to help everybody to be healthy, fit and strong. But if you're aiming to help 50-year young plus people to go skiing, is a completely different group of people than a bodybuilder that wants to put on 50 kilos of muscle size. So if you want to attract everybody to your fitness business, you of course can do that, but you have to have different marketing. You can't market the same way to everybody. So when you're setting up your online fitness business, ask yourself, who specifically do I want to attract to this particular website or to this particular product or service? Who do I actually want to help? Another great question that you have to ask and needs to be answered is, how old are they? Because obviously people that are 50, 60, 70 are thinking a different way than people that are 15, 16, 17. So your age group is really important. Target market, how old are they? What do they actually want? The people that are going to contact you, what do you want them to be looking for? Because remember, business is all about find a challenge, find a solution, provide a wow experience. So when people come to your website to buy your product or service, what will they want specifically? Will they want help to put on muscle size? Will they want help to lose weight? Will they want help to go running up mountains? Will they want help to compete in a bikini competition? Will they want help to become a vegan vegetarian? Will they want, and it's got to be specific. So you know yourself, who am I actually marketing to? What do they want? And also, what don't they want? So obviously, if somebody wants to become a vegan vegetarian, your website's not going to have recipes with meat in them. If somebody wants to compete in a natural bodybuilding competition, then you're not going to have articles about how to compete with steroids in your body. So what do they want? What don't they want? Then how much money do they have? Because obviously the way you price your product will be determined by the amount of money that your target market wants to invest in a particular product or service. And or that question has to be asked because you might have 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 different types of packages for finances. So how will you price your product to suit your target market, and or will you have several different price packages to suit people with different incomes? Then how much time do they have? If you send out a program for somebody that takes 3 hours a day and they've only got 30 minutes, then obviously that program's not going to work for them. So it's a really important question to ask. The people that I want to attract specifically into my business, how old are they? What do they want? What don't they want? How much money do they have? How much time do they have? And then, how do you know any of that? And the only way to find that out, by the way, would be to ask. So a particularly good marketing program when you're starting an online business could be to do an online market research survey to find out specifically what those people are looking for. It's also a great way to put people onto your database so that you can add them to your online fitness business database. Okay, so the next thing to consider, particularly with a fitness business, is how can I make this as personal as possible? And from a safety point of view, we've got nothing really to go on at the moment as far as suing people. There's been a couple of cases in Australia where internet fitness gurus have given out the wrong information and got themselves into trouble. But when you're giving out information online around the world to anybody, you have to be really aware of who you're actually talking to. So the more personal you can get, the better. And if somebody just goes to your website and they sign up and you send them out an eating plan and an exercise plan, could we consider that that would be irresponsible? Would it be important to know whether the person is male or female? And if somebody types in the name Chris or Billy or Bobby or Peter, you might not know whether that's a boy or a girl. You might just assume. So do we need to know if they're male or female? Do we need to know what, why, where and when they like to eat and what they don't like to eat, rather than just send out a random generic eating plan? Would it be nice if we asked the person, what do you like to eat, what don't you like to eat, what are the reasons that you eat, where do you eat and when do you eat? Would it be good to ask people, what exercise do you like to do and what don't you like to do? Or what are some of the exercises that you hate the least, for example? Would it be good to know what their lifestyle is, what work they do, whether they travel, what kind of sport they play, what their time commitments are, how their life works around their eating and exercise plan? Would it be good to know if they have any allergies? If you are handing out generic eating plans, you could get yourself into some serious trouble. Would it be good to know what people's injuries are, whether they're what their past injuries are, have they got any at the moment, and are there any potential injuries that might happen because of their lifestyle or because of their sport or because of the way they hold their posture? Medical conditions, would it be good to know they've had any in the past, do they have any at the moment, and are there any potential medical challenges because of genetics in their family, for example? What are their current sleep patterns? Some people sleep 3 hours a day, some people need to have 10 hours. Would it be good to know, because if you're setting up an exercise plan for somebody and they may have less time because they sleep more, or they might have more time because they sleep less. Well, would it be good to know what people's stress levels are, how much pressure they're under, whether they enjoy stress and pressure or whether they don't like it? Would it be good to know what kind of family relationship they're in, how many children they have, do they have a partner, is their partner or their family or their children supportive of what they're doing? And then, of course, how old are they? Could be a perception of limitation, or it could be something that annoys people if you say, well, obviously you're over 60, so you won't be able to do this. You might annoy somebody. So what a great thing to do, to put yourself into a unique position online that doesn't seem to exist right now, which is, how can I make this program for my online client as personal as possible so they actually feel like I'm there with them or I'm working with them? They're not just on some generic plan that I send out the same plan to everybody. So something to consider, how do I make this as personal as possible? So once you've got all of those questions answered, the next thing to be really considerate of is that people, even whether it's online or face-to-face, people do business with people. We don't like to think we're being sold by some big corporation or some big multinational company. We like to do business with an individual person. So how personal can you actually make it? Even if you are the CEO of the company, is it possible for you to talk to people directly or for you to send things out to people directly? And then what is your online reputation? So you might have a website that says that you're a bodybuilder or you're a competitive athlete or you've got ripped abdominals and you're healthy and you're fit and you don't drink and you don't smoke. And then people go and have a look at your social media profile and they see pictures of you that may not be representative of the person you're telling them. So be aware, whether it's online or face-to-face, that in business, people are going to look for your social media presence, and is your online reputation better than or the same as or worse than what you're telling people that you actually are? The next thing to be really aware of is that if you're really good at what you do, then people, of course, will pull you down. So if you are a top-level athlete or you have competed in a bikini competition and you're the best at what you do, or you are a bodybuilder and you're the best at what you do, part of your social profile out there will be that people don't like you. The more successful you become, the more people will hate you and the more nasty things people will say about you on social media. And the other thing that people will look at is how you respond to that. Do you get nasty about it? Do you get upset about it? Do you get depressed about it? Who are you and who are you under pressure is a really great question to ask if you're going into an online business, because the more successful you become, the nastier the comments will be. And remember, when you're online and you're putting yourself out to the world, that people will definitely pull you down, and treat that as a compliment. Of course, the higher you climb, the more people will pull you down. So if you have nobody pulling you down, you're not climbing high enough. So some great questions to ask yourself before you go into online business is, who am I? What do I stand for? Most importantly, what do I stand for under pressure? If people are being nasty to me, if people are criticizing me and saying horrible things about me, am I prepared to still stand for what I stand for? What are my non-negotiable standards? So things that, regardless of what people say about me, I would never negotiate. And then there's always this great question. If I had a gun held to my head and somebody said, you either have to stop doing that or you'll die, where do you stand on that one? Because that's the ultimate pressure. What do you believe in so much that you would die for it? And if you are going against the norm, which is the only way to be successful in an online business, if you're saying different things to what everybody else is saying, if you're doing exercise completely different to what everybody else is doing, then of course people are going to say horrible things about you and try and pull you down. Will you change your mind, or will you stand for what you believe in under pressure? So last but not least, from a purely from a business perspective, and an online business is now exactly the same as any other business. Since the beginning of business time, the prehistoric dinosaur times of business, the only people that are ever successful in business are the people who do these three things. They find a problem, they find a solution, and they provide the solution with the wow experience. So if your business, your online business, has found a problem, it's found the solution, and your online business will provide a solution with a wow experience, then you of course now have the fundamentals of a successful business. The next part then of course is that you stick with the ultimate business success strategy, which comes directly from the book Good to Great, which is a research study of the best businesses in the world and why they became the best. And of course there's three things to that ultimate business success strategy. Find what you are the most passionate about, be the best in the world at it, and add massive value to people's lives. And when you sit in the middle of that circle, then of course your business will be successful. So the really important question to ask yourself is, what am I the most passionate about? If you really want this business to work, if you really want it to grow, if you really want it to add massive value to people's lives, you personally need to be doing something that you're really excited about. It's really hard to get up and do stuff that, oh yeah, I suppose this is okay because I'm going to make some money from it, versus this is what I'm so passionate about, I wouldn't do anything else, and I would only do it and I'd do it for free. So what are you the most passionate about? The next question of course is, why will people tell other people that you're the best in the world at what you do? What will make people feel like you are the best in the world for them? And ultimately, that doesn't have to be the best in the whole world. That's your clients. What will make your clients say, I have the best online fitness guru in the world. I have the best online bodybuilding coach in the world. I have the best online running coach in the world. I have the best online triathlete coach in the world. They're the best. And the only way you'll ever know that is if you ask. And of course, that's a great place to put testimonials on your website. To prove to your world that you're the best in the world, then you just need to get your clients to say that for you. So what will make your clients say that you're the best in the world for them? And then how will you add massive value to your clients' lives? Now, this is a random, if you send out a generic eating plan, a generic exercise plan, and tell people to eat this, do that, don't do this, and eat at this particular time, and don't exercise at that particular time, there is a random chance that those people will get a result, and you will add massive value to their lives. And we know that that happens because the websites of the world for fitness and health and strength and competition are all full of people that I used to look like this, and now I look like this because I did this diet. We tend not to hear about the people or the thousands, if not the millions of people now that tried that generic exercise or eating plan and it didn't work for them. So maybe the best way to add massive value to your clients' lives from a fitness perspective, from a fitness professional's point of view, is that people are saying, I got the best results from this exercise program because my online fitness guru, my online fitness coach, was really genuinely interested in me. They helped me get the results that I wanted to get based on my lifestyle, my food choices, and my exercise choices versus I did what I was told and this is what happened. And you may find that people are more likely not just to get results from their program, but to tell other people how unique and different you are. So, last but not least, how will people know what you can do for them? People are never going to invest in a secret. So if you want to be successful online, you have to tell your unique, your special, your real story. People have to feel like they're doing business with the real person, not with a website. And then they have to feel like what you're doing will help them, which is the ultimate business strategy of what's in it for me? What's in it for me to do business with you? What's in it for me that your story can help me? What's in it for me to tell other people about how good you are? So if you wrap all of that up, it's a really simple process. Do what you're the most passionate about. Become the best in the world for your clients. Add massive value to people's lives. Be unique and different from what every other business is doing. And if you're doing it online, the biggest way to be different is to be personal. Make people feel like you genuinely care about them and you genuinely want them to achieve their goal, to get the result from your product or service. And you may just find that you have a successful online business.